From the very beginning, we see God as a creative God, speaking into existence the heavens and the earth and everything within them. And he's also very generous in his creation, giving us an abundance of beauty and goodness to enjoy. As divine image bearers, our life is to be marked with such creative generosity as well. To be sure, there's a time to give and a time to receive. We can't pour water from an empty cup, and many of us are so depleted, we need a season or two of being filled up again. But we're never meant to be mere consumers of life, constantly taking in and never giving back. Still, all too often, we're more focused on what others can do for us and what we can get out of life and relationships than what we can give to them. Being constantly entertained and indulged has become a normal and expected way of life for many. In fact, we often become frustrated and outright angry when we don't get what we want, complaining loudly like a baby being denied his pacifier. The path of maturity is learning how to create and give back as well, producing goods and services, gifts that bless the lives of many. This might be through our regular 9-to-5 work, or perhaps through our side hobbies and interests. We might create art, make repairs, offer insights, or be the one who brings others together. Whatever it looks like, we're freely offering our seed to bring more life and goodness into the world. And in this way, we're reflecting the creative generosity of God. We become fat and impotent when we simply consume. And this invites unnecessary decay and chaos throughout our life and relationships. Don't stay on the sidelines. Go make something and create generously as God has shown us.